Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back at you here Monday, December 1st, 2025. 17 coming up on 18 minutes past the hour. 25 days until Christmas and 31 days left in the year 2025. Well, the fruitcake toss is coming up December the 11th, 7 p.m. right here at the station, 685 Delaware Avenue. We've got quite a list of nominees so far. We've added some this morning, which is good. We've got Chip. We've got Bob Welsh. We've got Mariah Rudolph. We've got Amy Acton, Weslyn Davis, Larry Barnett, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ralph Thacker, the first ever fruitcake toss champion, myself, Matt Morgan, Twyla Lang, and Jason Schauber. And if you would like to nominate somebody, give us a buzz. It doesn't cost any money. You can nominate as many people as you like. We go by the idea, the more the merrier, 740-383-9944. This is quite a list, though, coming up for December the 11th. Now, this year, I want to say, now, here's what has happened the last 3 years. We have had Buckeyes, which we call chestnuts. And we have had hot chocolate. And these things have gone over pretty well, is my understanding. Now, this year, I do know that there is going to be another special treat, a free special treat, the night of the fruitcake toss. Now, I don't want to announce that yet, because it's going to be something very special for people out there tossing the fruitcake. But I don't know about the hot chocolate this year, to be honest with you, because it's been a long-standing drama. The hot chocolate's been a long-standing drama. I don't want to get into it yet, but it has been. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott, can't the city increase the income tax?
Well, I think they could.
And the sales tax?
What's that?
And the sales tax, so mix of both.
The sales tax, I believe, is the county. I'm pretty sure. But they could increase the income tax, but I don't know how popular that would be.
Well, nothing's going to be popular. I mean, laying off people ain't going to be popular.
Well, no, but they haven't even admitted to that yet. That's why tonight's meeting will be particularly interesting, because they really have never admitted that people will be laid off.
You know, you can invite Bill Collins there. That way everybody can grill him about what's going on with the city.
Oh, well, would you like to nominate Bill Collins?
Well, I don't know how to get a hold of him.
Well,
can I talk to the mayor?
Well, yeah, I mean, Bill Collins has always said he takes all phone calls, so I'm sure if you call City Hall, you'll get him.
Oh, you think they're going to pass you?
Yes!
I might try that.
Well, no, I'm sure they will. He's a very accessible guy. I'm sure you'd get his secretary, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just tell him the date, December 11th, 7 p.m. Who else do you want to nominate in this thing?
Well, I can't keep nominating people.
I can't
go to it myself, so it's not right to.
Well, no, but you get to listen to it. I think we're going to broadcast it live this year.
Yeah, but I can't actually throw myself, so I can't keep nominating people.
Well, no, but I like that people keep, because I figure the more the merrier, and you never know if everybody's going to show up or not. So the more people who are nominated, it's fine. That's kind of why we don't charge anything to get in. I know some of these competitions make you make a donation for every person you nominate. So, you know, if somebody crosses your mind, let me know. We'll put them in it.
I'd be surprised if Amy Acton and Weslyn Davis show up.
Well, I don't know. You know, Amy Acton has yet to be to Marion, and I think this would be a good platform for her to show up. And Weslyn Davis has been to Marion many times. She's even been here in the rain. So I think there's a decent chance of that.
Well, if she's been here a couple times, but, you know, they're going to be busy with other things, maybe, other engagements.
So what do you think about Vivek Ramaswamy?
Oh, I wouldn't want him there.
Well, the big question is, what I was saying at the top of the hour is, we're going to have the new special treat, which may bring people in and of itself, considering it will be free. Now, I would guess we will also still have the Buckeyes, which we call chestnuts. But, you know, the hot chocolate, that's, I don't know. It's been a drama the last 2 years. We'll hope it happens this year. I don't know. There's always drama involved there.
Well, it'd be nice if that person would commit to it now, so we know what to expect.
Yeah, but here's the problem, and I don't even want to say the name, because that's how this whole thing turned into trouble to begin with.
I won't say the name.
No.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, well, it all started because the first year, they said they would do it, and then I came back on the air and said that we're going to have hot chocolate, and they felt that I had volunteered them for something that they had not volunteered to do, although I still think that's wrong, because, you know, we had had the conversation. Then last year, I don't think there was as much of a kerfluffle about it last year, but it was still kind of like, you know, do I really want to do this? So this year, I don't know. I don't want anybody to feel pressured to bring hot chocolate. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, but out of their good heart and nature, you know, it'd be nice if she would go ahead, or whoever it is, go ahead and commit themselves.
Well, you know, I don't want to pressure anybody. I'm in the holiday mood. I want to be filled with mirth and happiness and holly and all that sort of thing. So I don't want to, you know, stir the pot.
I got a few other ideas too. What about putting a toll, like, to go up 95 or Boulevard or something like that?
Well, I think the problem is I think
Kroger's could round off and donate that money to the city. We need a big campaign to, you know, to help the city recover, you know, just get out of their debt.
Well, my guess would be that these people who are politicians who do have to be reelected at some point probably do not want to do something that's going to
be negative.
Well, that people are going to remember. And people remember when you raise their income taxes.
They could have a concert out there at the Coliseum. They could have the police playing the fire department in a basketball game or something like that.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know where these cuts are going to come from, because I'm kind of curious. You know, we haven't been to a meeting since last Wednesday when all the departments had to turn in their cuts. I wonder if they did turn them all in. And also, now you would pretty well have to admit if there were going to be layoffs, because now you do know where the cuts are going to be made. And also, the mayor's got to present this budget tonight, which is nearly, or more, I guess I should say. Let's put $4 million less than the last budget he presented 2 weeks ago. So the 10% isn't even going to get, may get you halfway there, I guess, but I don't know where that other $2 million is coming from.
Well, the police department probably has over $1 million in its budget, don't they?
Oh, their budget's bigger than that, but 10%
right.
of it, I don't think it is.
Even if it was just $1 million, that'd be $100,000, and right, one person gone.
Well, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know if the police department could take a hit like that. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's going to curtail services, but then again, they won't have nobody there to go on as cold cases and do what's right.
Well, I think the mayor did say last week that the 10% was not going to get it to where the budget needed to be, which was in the neighborhood of $15 million. You know, some of these departments are very, very small. Their budgets aren't big to begin with.
Well, we're just going to have to run a deficit then. The federal government runs deficits. Can't we run deficits?
No. City government cannot pass an unbalanced budget. without money to cover it. You've got to have that money in reserve to cover it, and
well,
there's
don't
a.
They have that carryover.
Well,
$5 million in that carryover.
There is supposed to be $5 million in that carryover, but I don't know if anybody knows if that's still going to be there at the end of the year or not. I don't. I think there's a big question mark there.
Well, if somebody got any ideas? You know, maybe they'll.
That
there
that,
are several ideas, but nothing's going to make. That kind of money, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the problem. So what are they going to do? I mean, that's I am very curious to see what his budget cuts are tonight, because he does have to present that. And what is that going to look like? And we'll also know if there are going to be layoffs, because the 10% budget cuts happened last Wednesday. Now, I doubt there have been any meetings since then, maybe until today because of the holiday, but you know, did people find out this morning they were going to be laid off? I don't know.
Well, I don't think it should have to start today.
Well, no, the layoffs wouldn't start today, but I hope they would notify the people if that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, that would be great. This time of year, it's going to really suck if they... Plus, you know, a lot of times people go in debt around Christmas, so... Even in the first part of the year, it's going to suck, too. I doubt there's going to be any time it's going to be great to do it. But.
No, but giving people 31 days, 31-day heads up would be nice.
Right, that way they don't go into debt as much over the holidays.
And also, they can start looking for a new job.
Right.
So, you know, here we are.
Or maybe instead of laying off somebody, they could just cut some hours back. Instead of hours, everybody gets 34 hours or something like that, and we don't lose somebody. We might lose a little bit, but...
Well, I guess hours could be cut at City Hall. I mean, at one point, I think that was done years ago. I don't know if that'll be an option again. I really don't know. I think it's a big pickle to be in right now.
Well, it's nice that Collins gets to take us through this.
Yeah, we'll see what he comes up with tonight.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, so we're looking for nominations for the fruitcake toss, or do you have any thoughts on anything else going on? Current events are still fine to talk about and always will be here, as far as I know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But Mayor Collins added to the fruitcake list. So the new entrants today are myself, Matt, Twyla, Lang, Jason Schauber, and Bill Collins. Now, last year's fruitcake champion, Brian Murphy, has not been nominated yet. 2 years ago, the fruitcake champion, Sheriff Bales, has not been nominated yet. But we do have the original fruitcake toss champion, Ralph Thacker, in there. And you can nominate yourself, if you like. You can nominate anybody. And you can nominate as many people as you like. If you want to nominate your whole family, bring your whole family down, that's fine. The more, the merrier on fruitcake toss night, December the 11th at 7 p.m., right here at the station. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz, and we can discuss it. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I just wanted to nominate Matt for the fruitcake toss.
Oh, Matt's already in.
Oh, well.
Would you like to nominate somebody else?
How about Jeff Ruth?
Oh, well, we can put Jeff Ruth down here on the list.
I don't really know how to get a hold of him, but you could put him on the list. Maybe somebody knows how to get a hold of him.
If you see a buffet, he's probably there.
Yeah, that's true, Scott.
You could find him at the buffet. You know, nobody has nominated the sheriff or last year's fruitcake toss champion, Brian Murphy, yet either.
Well, I guess if you want to nominate Brian Murphy instead of Jeff Ruth, you could do that, Scott.
Well, we can put them both in here.
Just put Jeff Ruth and Brian Murphy both in.
Jeff Ruth and Brian Murphy. Got it. Thanks, John.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, there's two more nominations for the fruitcake toss. Jeff Ruth and Brian Murphy. So if you happen to see Jeff, let him know. 7 p.m. December the 11th. And Brian Murphy, you should be able to get him by contacting the Marion City Schools. You know, he's the defending champion in this whole thing. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Nominations for the fruitcake toss. We've got quite a list developing here. December the 11th, 7 p.m. at the station. If there's anybody else you'd like to nominate, feel free, 740-383-9944. Now also, any discussions in regard to current events here in Marion? We can have those discussions this morning. Those are always fun as well. And I guess those are the topics. But the hot chocolate, all I'm saying is, at this point, I cannot promise hot chocolate on fruitcake toss night. We'll see how time goes. We'll see, well, we've got, what, week and a half until we get to December the 11th. But there will be something new this year added to the fruitcake toss in the food department. And it's a very good, interesting thing that I think people will enjoy to a high degree on December the 11th at 7 p.m. So that's the fruitcake toss. If you want to nominate anybody, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Now, we've also got the city budget tonight. Well, we're going to find out what's in the new city budget, what's been cut, what hasn't been cut, where are we going with that thing. And, you know, with I guess, an expected $4 million in cuts, where's it going to come from? This is the question that was on the table earlier. I don't know where you make that many cuts. The budget cuts will certainly help, but how close is that going to get to what needs to be cut? And can anybody stand up tonight and say that there will not be layoffs in the city of Marion? Now, it would be nice if that's able to be done tonight. It would be nice if that was able to be pulled off, that somebody could say that there are no layoffs in the city of Marion. But I don't think at this time that anybody's going to be able to say that. So it's a tough one for them tonight. 35 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So people think that Weslyn Davis will not be out there tossing a fruitcake. You know, I don't know. I think she's probably a fruitcake tosser. I don't know why that would be. She seems like somebody who has a good grasp on holiday activities and holiday fun and things of that nature. And I'll run down this list again, just so people can hear it. We've got Chip, Bob Welsh, Mariah Rudolph, Amy Acton, Weslyn Davis, Larry Barnett, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ralph Thacker, the original fruitcake toss champion, myself, Matt Morgan, Twyla Lang, Jason Schauber, Bill Collins, Jeff Ruth, and Brian Murphy. That's the list so far, and if you want to nominate somebody else or nominate anybody, feel free to give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, in past years, the winner of this does get their very own Claxton fruitcake. So if that doesn't entice you to be part of this, I truly don't know what will. And I believe you'll also get a plaque. There have been plaques in past years. So many people have participated in this over the time that we've been doing it. It's a lot of fun. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, what time's that fruitcake toss going to be?
7 o'clock.
That's what I thought it was.
7 o'clock.
And that's December 11th, right?
December the 11th.
I called up there and talked to the secretary. He's not in. And she said either she'll call me back or Bill will call me back. So.
I'll see. He'll call you back. Well, see, I told you he's...
I told him what it was for and stuff.
Uh-huh. I don't know why he wouldn't show up.
That would help give him in the door calling us once a month.
Well, also, if he calls you, you can maybe have a little conversation about that.
Yeah, ask him to do that. I think that would be great for him.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure he's having a busy morning this morning with all this budget talk.
Oh, yeah, that's probably the reason why he's not in the office, yeah.
No, oh, I bet. It's probably a rough morning for him, and could be quite the night for him tonight.
Yep.
I truly don't know where these cuts are coming from, but we'll find out, I guess.
This is really going to be, I don't know what you're calling her, exciting to see what's going to happen on the cuts, because there's only so much you can do.
Well, like I said, maybe they've come up with something. You never know. I guess they could come up with something.
Okay, I'll let you know when I get back from them.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, apparently Mayor Collins has been called and notified of the fruitcake toss now. So maybe he will compete. I guess you never know. It never hurts to ask. You know, that's the thing you learn as time goes along. It never hurts to ask. If somebody doesn't show up, that's the way it goes. We've always had enough people. You know, Linda Sims has participated in this thing in the past. As I say, Sheriff Bales has. A lot of people from Marion Area Transit have in the past. So we've had a good group. Mayor Jack Kellogg, former Mayor Kellogg, has participated in this event in the past. So it's always a good time. So if you want to nominate somebody, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. December the 11th, 7 p.m. And we will write them down. But again, you can nominate people in your own family. You can nominate your grandkids. You can nominate whoever. Anybody is fair game for this particular competition, and who this year will be the fruitcake toss champion? Ralph Thacker, the original. Then we had a kid from Donato's, Donovan Bauer. Then we had Sheriff Bales. And then we had Brian Murphy. You know, there's one, maybe we took off a year. It seems like there's somebody I'm forgetting in that list. We've had Ralph Thacker, we had Donovan Bauer, we had Sheriff Bales, we had Brian Murphy. It seems like there's somebody I'm missing in that particular list. And again, we'll have something good out there to eat that night. That is also important. The good food. Everybody wants the good food. And we're going to have something very pertinent for the fruitcake toss. And I think people will enjoy that. The first time we'll have that particular item. All right, 740-383-9944. If you'd like to nominate somebody, give me a buzz. Okay, what else do we have here? Well, I think city council's the big conversation as we head into that tonight. And I think at best, what we can hope for is that there is a budget passed tonight, or introduced tonight, I should say. There's a budget introduced that gets us close to the $15 million mark without too much problem. Because one thing you don't want is a whole lot of problem. And you don't want people to get laid off over the holiday time. I mean, this is a bad time of year to tell people that layoffs are coming. So maybe that won't happen. At this point, nobody has admitted that that will happen. So I guess we'll go with that until we know otherwise. And at this point, we do not know otherwise. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 41 coming up on 42 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's any thoughts from anybody, anything going on you'd like to talk about, we would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Okay. Well, 250th anniversary for the post office this year. If you want to get your packages delivered by December 25th, USPS Ground Advantage, you got to mail those out by December the 17th, USPS Priority Mail, December the 18th, or USPS Priority Mail Express, December the 20th. If you want to ensure that your people get their gifts or items or notes or whatever it is by Christmas Day. The post office in business since 1775, 250 years this year. You know, and I also learned the other day that this is the 100th anniversary of the Radio City Rockettes. They have now been around for 100 years. And if you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade last week, you learned that the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is 99 years old. So, I don't know what was going on around 1925, 1926, but the parade started, the Thanksgiving parade started, the Radio City Rockettes started. You know, a lot of things came about in that time period, the 1920s. And it's kind of interesting because it was right after the death of Warren G. Harding that all this stuff started to happen. So I don't know what was going on when Calvin Coolidge was president, but a lot of traditions started that we still have in this country to this very day. Go ahead, caller.
What's up, Scott? You and I were talking about the centennial marks for all of these things the other night.
Yes.
What was going on in the mid-20s? Prohibition. They had to come up with something to do. I put some thought into it.
You think that's what it was? It was because people were dried out.
No, they were actually drinking moonshine, so they had to find different ways to celebrate the moonshine. I don't know, but I was thinking, you know, the 20s were supposed to be a prosperous time until, you know, that whole stock market thing, and maybe they were just coming up with different ways to celebrate, because it does seem like a lot of things are turning 100 this year or next.
Yeah. I mean, we have the parade next year will turn 100. The Rockettes this year are turning 100. So a lot of the things that we have stuck with for the last 100 years started within a year of each other.
And right around the time of Prohibition. So that was the only thing I was thinking about, that, yeah, there are some milestones that are coming up that would have all happened in the 1920s when they were started. But I wanted to ask you, as a city resident, and you're the outsider, I'm going to put you in the hot seat for a second. What would be your make or break cuts if you were to come in? You're the mayor, and or you're the whoever, and you've got the state auditor, and you've got to make the cuts. Where are you cutting? Let's leave police and fire out of this, and try to leave humans out of this. What services, or what would you pare back on, or what would your be immediate cuts without laying people off?
Well, see, that's the biggest problem. I think it's very complicated, because the things I would absolutely not want to cut would be transit. I would not want to make any cuts there because I think they're already in a bad position.
Mm-hmm.
I would not want to cut the senior center because a lot of people use that service, and I think that's very difficult. You know, you really would have to make your cuts. I mean, it sounds awful because you don't want to make them anywhere, but you would have to make them in the administration. I honestly think you'd have to make them downtown because I know there is a lot of money spent there. You know, economic development's already gone, so no cuts to be made there. I really don't know where else you'd make them.
I think it would be a better look to start looking inside of City Hall, and I don't want to see anyone lose their jobs, but definitely... and I was told that you can't freeze pay for a year. It has to be for the entire council term. So if council came in 2026, they would have to, there would be no pay raises at all for their entire, if they voted something like that. Like they said, okay, instead of, if we could somehow wave a magic wand and say, okay, instead of giving people raises, we won't lose jobs, that would have to be for the entire 2-year period.
Well, I thought it was interesting last week when we found
I
out
think.
That, well...
I'm pretty sure that's right.
When we found out that city council is actually a department. You know, I haven't heard what those cuts exactly are going to be yet, and we found out that the administration is a department, and I'm not sure what those cuts are going to be.
The administration is, it's pretty heavy when you start thinking about all the directors and such that are under there. And I was going through the budget, and I was started, I made it a little bit further into the audit. Boy, is it extensive. I don't have all of the fund numbers, so I can't be 100% sure, but the police is like $9 million budget, I'm pretty sure. You talk about a 10% cut to them, that's almost $1 million.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I don't know how the police can cut nearly $1 million from their budget, which they're going to have to do, without laying off anybody.
I don't either, unless they, and I don't, I'm not saying this to sound covert or like a jerk, unless they have a whole bunch of programming that we don't know about.
Well,
but then are you starting to cut into school resource officers? Are you starting to cut into victims programs? Are you starting, I mean, what are you starting to cut into there?
Well, and I think a lot of that stuff is funded by grants.
Yes, yes. And, I mean, that'll be interesting, too, now that we're actually declaring ourselves in fiscal, well, the state's declared it, but we've asked it to be put into placed into fiscal caution. I'm kind of wondering what that's going to do to the grants. But my thing that I would cut would be, first, all overtime would be eliminated. That would be number one. That would be a good place to see where, how much we spend on overtime, because I bet it would be $1 million a year on overtime. So no overtime. Sorry, but the pool's got to go, because that's like $500,000. Downtown Marion's got to go. Any of the other little donation stuff that we do, it's got to go. Like, in theory, I probably wouldn't have done the $25,000, but now that it's already passed, it's too late. I mean, once it was mentioned and passed, that ship had sailed.
Yeah, but you know the problem with these things? Like, let's say not opening the pool, or not doing the things in downtown Marion, or cutting all overtime.
Downtown Marion can still do their own stuff. They've just got to come up with their own money. They're their
well,
own
right.
entity. They need to come up with their own money but to do all of those things. And if it's such a benefit to all the people down there, then they shouldn't have a problem coming up with $50,000, should they?
Well, no, but isn't that the problem? See, this is why I think this becomes a bad look all around. Because if it is true that downtown Marion could come up with their own money, then why has the city been funding them anyway? So that
Because they could, because it's easy.
Yeah, but
it's
but,
easy money.
Okay, but if they could fund themselves, then why do this?
There's another situation, too. The city gave Can-Do some land, and some of it they used for that Frito-Lay place there on Fairground Street. It's all in the Fairground and Kellogg Parkway area. The city gave Can-Do some of that money, or that land, to be used for economic development with an understanding it'd bring in taxes, blah, 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 blah. I say force the sale of it. Can-Do is all but dissolved. Force the sale of it and take the money.
Well, you know, it's still my understanding.
At this point, we got to call in the rent due notices.
You know, nobody has ever flushed out the Can-Do issue with me, because it was my understanding that the county commissioners did fund Can-Do.
They did,
okay.
Earlier in the year.
Right. So there was some money given there that never went to a director, because the director was never...
Yeah, Comstock didn't leave until, like, May.
Right, but I mean...
And I'm sure he got some kind of severance to go and keep his mouth shut.
Well, yeah, but I don't think that would have funded the whole thing. So I don't think that would have taken the whole...
They had investments also.
Right. So I'm guessing that there's some money left over there.
Plus they own property.
Yeah, but I guess my question is, the city may have backed out all the way out of Can-Do, but I don't think the county did. And now that the economic development position, which was going to be controlled by the city, is out the window, I don't know that...
Are they reviving Can-Do?
Well, I don't think the county is going to give up. Why would the county give up on it?
Can you fund it at half price?
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know. They did this past year, apparently.
Well, Lois Fisher offered to do a fundraiser for them. She's going to be busy doing fundraisers for everybody.
Well,
I like Lois. She's always been very kind to me.
Well, she's also a proponent of downtown Marion, so,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, I said she's going to be busy with the fundraisers for both of those organizations.
Well, now, here, Matt's listening this morning. I don't know if he knows he's been put into the fruitcake toss, but he just said the Roaring Twenties is probably what caused
Yeah.
Probably. A lot of people like to dance in those days.
Well, you know, like, they didn't have the booze, so they had to do things like throw fruit cakes, because that's been around for 100 years,
at
right?
At least.
Or is that next year?
Next year will be the centennial for the fruitcake toss.
Oh, okay, right there. Same year as Macy's Parade.
Listen, wait until you see the item that we have added this year to the fruitcake toss. It's something you can't even get locally.
If I am disappointed, the world is going to know about it. I just want you to know about that.
Well, listen, I don't know how you could be disappointed.
If I have to put on two pairs of pants, I will.
It's the event of the holiday season.
It's the season.
if this is not the event of the holiday season, I don't know what is.
Well, you know, I know we're joking about the fruitcake thing now, but I hope we all take a little moment or two, and I hope people pay attention tonight, but I hope they listen to what you report on tomorrow, and we will have time between now and the end of the year. I mean, some cuts are inevitable. It's just going to happen. We don't have a choice. But I hope they'll pick up their phone and call their council person and say, don't you dare do this before you do that. Don't you dare lay off a police officer before you demand that administration takes a cut in pay. Don't you dare cut a sanitation worker before you give up your own raise. Don't you dare, you know, these things. I hope people other than me and my annoyance are the ones that are they're advocating for our fellow community members that are going to be losing their job at a very bad time. It's not ever a good time to lose a job. It's a very bad time, Christmas, winter, all of, you know, that kind of stuff. So I hope people are listening and they pay attention and they take the opportunity. Lee picked up the phone to invite the mayor. He ain't afraid to call somebody. So everybody take a page from Lee and pick up the phone and call your council person and tell them what you are and are not willing to live with.
Well, I can't imagine that there's not going to be some advocating in these departments. I can't believe the police, they advocate for a lot of things. The firefighters were there last week.
Hey, our chief of police is the fraternal order of police president. Why isn't he advocating
for
his guys?
Well, see, I don't think the cuts had been announced last week, and I'm not even sure they knew what the cuts were going to be. They know now. And that's why I think tonight will be a completely different type of a meeting. And also, I think you're going to see, maybe this is just my prediction, and I'm no mentalist, but I do believe you are going to see city council people who you probably would not expect being very unhappy with some of these cuts and maybe not going along with them. You know,
I'm sorry, please continue.
No, the three people on that finance committee, you have to remember, are Twyla, Aaron, and Ayers. And the two people most angry, it seems, about, aside from Jason, about this whole issue are Ayers and Aaron. And I think if this budget comes through tonight and doesn't have certain cuts in certain places and is cutting other things, they might not send it on to council, which again...
In good conscience, could you?
I don't know.
Mean, I know Ayers is leaving, but, I mean, even at that, I know he still wants what's best for the city, even though it's not like he's going to be like, yep, pass it just so I can screw everybody on my way out the door. You know, I don't believe that's what he's going to do. But, I mean, I don't even know legally from an audit perspective, looking, you know, a few years in the future, I don't know if the state auditor would appreciate a budget that was $5 million short. Being passed, or $2 million, or $3 million short. They said we do not have the ability to cover the deficits that we have that we know of. We have at this exact moment in time, we have no way to legally cover those. That's the state's words, not mine. We have no way to legally transfer money to cover those deficits.
And that's about $9 million, isn't it?
And that's about $9 million. And legally, you read it. We have no legal way to transfer money. They didn't say we don't have the money. They said we have no legal way to transfer the money that we do have to cover those bills. So I don't understand where any other money would come to legally transfer to cover a deficit.
Well,
if we can't cover the deficits we already have legally, how can we create new ones and cover those legally?
Well, and what other line items are those? Does anybody know?
I guess I don't know. Oh, yes, I do. There's the streets and sewers, the police and fire, I don't know them all off the top of my head. They're the big ones, though. Like I said, sanitary sewers and storm sewers, whatever, the streets, police, fire, the pool, we already knew about that one. I can't remember all of them, but they're the big ones.
Yeah, but why are they running negative? I mean, why did they budget for that?
When you don't have Okay, you can budget for whatever, but if you don't know how much money is in your checking account, I mean, I can budget that I live on $1 million a year. If I don't have $1 million in my checking account, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but were these... Okay, well, I guess what I'm saying is the numbers have not been right since 2021.
Right.
Okay.
So instead of us actually balancing the budget, what we would do is go, oh, the checking account's low, go cash in something from the savings account to cover it. And now the savings account's getting to the point where we can't cover it because our mistakes were bigger than what we thought.
Well, again, it's a complicated subject because...
Yes.
What I don't understand is if the numbers have not been right since 2021, budgets have been put together every year, and so that means there was a 22 budget, there was a 23 budget, and at the end of 20...
You're just winging it. You're just winging it.
Yeah, but still...
There's estimations.
Yeah, but at the end of 23, you still had $17 million in your carryover. So
well, we paid bills.
Okay, but I'm saying...
What bills is what I would like to know.
This is what, the third budget that Collins has put together?
Telling you that this, we had five
budgets. Well, no, Schertzer put together the 24 budget, didn't he?
But we had five budgets in 2024. But what's going on right now, when it's all figured out, a case study could be written on it. I could get my thesis, my doctorate in college, based on what's going on up here, once it all gets figured out.
Well, it's all very confusing, and
it's
I think
a case
that's
study, that's for sure.
Well, we'll see. I just don't know why, because it's my understanding the budget itself last year was very big. So why didn't it encompass a lot of these things?
Okay, but remember they did the 25%, 50%, 75% budget at the beginning of the year when they were cutting all the spending. But at the same time, you also had Bodine going out buying $25,000 worth of stickers in his first 3 weeks of employment. That spending never ended.
Right, but that's my question. If you truly didn't know what was going on, why would you do that? And think that
it's
not,
okay. It didn't
well, they can't. They can't.
Yeah.
We're finding that out now.
Hey, if people go through that budget, they should pay attention to the thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of cell phones that we reimburse people to carry around in their pocket. Thousands
well,
of dollars in cell phone reimbursements. That should all go to.
I guess we'll find out tonight.
I guess we will. See
Thank
you there.
Bye-bye. All right. It's going to be an interesting night, 6:30 tonight at City Hall. And I don't know. I guess we can just hope for the best. I think that's what you want to happen. You want to hope that the mayor got to his $15 million. And hopefully there weren't big cuts that are going to put people in a bad way. I guess that's what we hope for. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
Yes.
Ain't it grand?
Well,
isn't it wonderful?
We'll find out tonight.
The not ready for prime time politicians have gotten us to this point.
Well, tonight we'll know exactly what point they've gotten us to.
Yep, we sure will.
So
we'll better tomorrow.
And tomorrow we'll have all the answers. Thanks for calling. All right, and we're done for the day. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Disturbed over what he saw. He saw a 3 Mile Island, or a 10 Mile Island. He saw Chernobyl in Russia.